This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. 888-SAY-ESPN, of course, is the number. 888-729-3776. At Barton Hahn on Twitter and Instagram as well. What are you squeaking over there?
You know me, man. I'm trying to straighten up. I'm sloppy. I have stuff all over the place. Like, hey, man, this doesn't look good aesthetically on the tube.
Well, I'm wondering how it looks aesthetically because you're wearing a white hoodie, which is completely now washing me out.
I wanted to white you out.
Completely washing me out. I like unicorn. It. That's a little unicorn. It's kind of nice.
You know.
It's kind of funny today. Like, you're wearing white. I'm wearing black.
Ebony and ivory.
I mean, it's just
live together.
Kind of.
Yo, I got a
kind
new
of the vibe today.
I got
though.
A new versus. I finally got a versus that I want to see.
What is it?
And you know what I'm saying? Because we haven't had a lot of representation from the other race. You know what I'm saying? I want a white person in here too, man. I want Elton John versus Stevie Wonder. I want the harmonica versus the piano.
That actually could be really good. That actually could. That, see, the problem is, though, it's like two different styles of music, though.
Yeah, but but you still got that funk.
What did you think of Redman Method Man? What'd you?
I didn't watch it, man. Listen, it wasn't enough.
Funny
pump.
That it was on 420.
Yeah, it's on 420, but you got to do that stuff on a weekend, man.
Well, yeah, that is the problem. Plus, if you were in New York last night, there was just too much going on.
Yeah, it was too much going on.
I mean, you had everybody playing last night.
I saw little bits and pieces of it, but, I love Red. Red is cool. I love Meth. Meth is a huge Jet fan. He used to come to the games and stuff like that. Red is as well. He lives not that far from me. Actually, his wife. If my gym ever opens, after the pandemic, his wife is my spin instructor.
What?
Yeah, she's going to be my spin instructor.
Redman's wife is going to be your spin instructor at the gym that you're opening soon.
Yeah, to be determined. to be determined. Yeah, actually, she's a
that's tremendous.
She's a gym teacher at an elementary school.
What's her name? Oh, all right, never mind. Put you on the spot. My bad. Don't worry about it. It's good.
No, give me a second.
Redman's wife. That's what her name is.
I always mix it up. I call it Miss Red.
Miss Red. That's a song, isn't it? Oh, Miss Led is the song. My bad. Now, we're making light because that's what we do on our show. We have fun.
Yeah,
right? Everybody that follows us, listens to us, they understand. Like that. We're really about that, having fun, enjoying ourselves, enjoying sports, trying to entertain you and ourselves in the 2 hours that we're allotted here on the air. But obviously, and this will be Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, obviously – yesterday was a significant point in time, and right now, in this generation, in our time. I don't know if I want to say history yet, because we're not sure, right? But it certainly was a significant day, and that, of course, as everybody knows, yesterday late afternoon is when Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer, was found guilty of second degree unintentional murder, third degree murder, second degree manslaughter, all by a jury. For his role in the murder of George Floyd. That was, a moment and what 2020 and what we've been through.
Yeah.
The pandemic is one thing, and then George Floyd and that video, the horrific, just the scene of it and the emotions that spilled from it. And I don't think this closes the book on it, certainly, right? It doesn't. And I think a lot of people that had the right take yesterday about it, Bart, said basically like, okay, well, still more work to do. A lot of the statements from the leagues, NBA said this as well. This is just still more work to do. But what I want to ask you, not just as, a black man, but also an athlete who is outspoken, just like a lot of athletes have become in this generation, like it or not, by some people, doesn't matter. That's just using a platform. That's what you do. So I want to ask you what you felt when you heard the verdict and what your thoughts are in the aftermath.
Well, I just felt relief, right? It was just so much tension. Just think, this entire tragedy happened in the midst of a global pandemic, which sparked the movement, not just in Minnesota, but throughout America and throughout the world.
Yes.
Because everybody that has been oppressed around the world felt like they had somebody on their neck. Felt like they just couldn't breathe, that all they wanted was a gasp for air. And I think it was symbolic of what people of color is dealing with throughout the world. Because, like, what people don't understand is you can be educated, you can be rich, but the one thing that you can't hide and you can't hide that shows the biggest difference between people is skin color. So it's not about a black and white thing because, you know, you think about people in Samoa that deal with it. You think about, you know, the black Latinas that deal with it. You think about the Asian people of color with darker skin. Sometimes you think about the Italians with darker skin. Like, it's amazing how we find what makes us different in almost every race instead of what makes us the same and find that common bond. So I feel like everybody who's ever been oppressed, discriminated against, could see themselves in George Floyd. And they just wanted to have a breath. They just wanted to be able to breathe. And it felt like we were collectively being choked out, not only by systemic racism, but also from the pandemic, right? Because you're looking at people of color being affected far greater than, you know, other people throughout the pandemic. One, because they have less resources, right? They have less money saved up. So it just showed the gap in between people of color and non-people of color. And the fact that it's a surprise today that we got justice, because I'm old enough to have experienced the first example of police brutality. And that was the Rodney King.
Yeah.
And we watched this man get beat on camera over and over again, and it was everybody's innocent. So I expected maybe this time, because of where we're at in the outrage, not the outrage from the African-American community, but the outrage, the call to action for the mothers, right? When we hear him scream and he's crying out for his mother, it activated the mothers. Black, white, Asian, it didn't matter. So for the first time, I felt like we couldn't excuse it. Like, why didn't he comply, right? Because the fact that he was down there for over 9 minutes really was representative of just the lack of empathy and the lack of humanity. The fact that somebody we watched for that long, right? We haven't been on the air for 9 minutes, and I've been talking for a long time. Can you imagine having three people kneel on your chest? Can you imagine also with a man with his facial expressions? That is seared in the minds of people that felt like they were helpless. Everybody that was witnessing this was helpless. And the fact that other people, you know, broke through that blue wall, the fact that other cops stepped up and said, you know what, this is wrong. Right? Because as an athlete, right, you're expected, if your teammates are doing something wrong, for you to be the bigger person and say, that's not right, and to intervene. Right?
That's hard to do.
Right. We talk about that all the time. Right. And these are your teammates. Mm-hmm. These aren't people in the league. Right. Everybody that was there didn't maybe know him. Right. That was showing up. That was, you know, first responders. But nobody intervened. Like, hey, man, no, you got to get up, like, to make an altercation. Right. We've seen people, you know, athletes, we hear about all the time, them intervening. And finally, we finally got cops that said, you know what, that's not representative of who we are.
Yeah.
That's not what I stand for. This is not why I'm here. I was never taught that. And the fact that we finally had people that were police officers step up and say, he wasn't trained that way, I wasn't trained that way, this is excessive, and he deserves to be prosecuted for it, gives me hope that we can have hope. Now, it's not the end. It's just the beginning. It starts with, you know, I believe de-escalation training. It starts with police reform. And I don't know if it's a George Floyd Act, but we have to start somewhere. We got a place where we start.
Like, it's what it does is it starts a conversation
yes.
that's never been comfortable to have,
right?
That can get heated, that can get emotional, but yet needs to be had.
Exactly.
And we go from there. And we also make sure, you use the best word, it's the idea of recognizing humanity in everyone
yes.
and trying to as best we can and supporting everyone, you know, in this, including, as you mentioned, that the millions of good police that are out there that gets overshadowed by the handful of bad ones
exactly.
that get the headlines. And so it's also, I think, important to make sure that happens too, is that there's community support for them as well as for them to have that empathy and compassion for the community as well. And it's the uncomfortable conversation that we've always tried to avoid, that amazingly, even after Rodney King, it was avoided, that now, obviously, we can't avoid it anymore. And this, let this be the result of, let this at least be that. And maybe George Floyd doesn't die in vain.
Right.
Maybe. That, I mean, it does help
it just,
bring
it,
us to a place where this changes. Now, around the sports world, certainly there's been reaction to this, because as we are now in sports, you know, there are athletes that use their platform, coaches that use their platform to try to reach people that might not listen to mainstream media, but might listen to what an athlete has to say. And somebody very close to it, because it's in Minneapolis, is Karl-Anthony Towns, who plays for the Timberwolves in Minnesota. And this was his reaction to the Chauvin verdict. And again, I love what he said there. Accountability. It's why I think sports is an important part for everyone. Not just, you know, not everybody becomes a professional athlete, 1%, right? They become a professional athlete. But it doesn't mean that you can't learn something from being involved in sports. Whether you're an athlete, whether you're somebody, your team manager, whatever it is, when you're around it, you get this sense of accountability.
Yeah.
Like taking ownership of your mistakes, being there for your teammates, being a good teammate, working together with other people from different backgrounds for a common goal. All that stuff is very important because you don't have a choice in a locker room to separate yourself from other people. You don't have that choice. You've got to figure out how we work together and get something done together. And when you do, how special it is.
It is.
Right? Like that's what it is. It's how special it is that we, you know, the things that divide us, the things that are different about us, suddenly, but there's more about us that is the same because we have that common goal. And that's accountability is the right word here to use. Yes. And accountability works for everyone on this. Kyrie Irving also had some thoughts about the verdict. And, you know, for Kyrie, who's also been very outspoken, and you remember, he's somebody too. Now, I know people want to talk about his, you know, whether when he plays, when he doesn't play, and all that stuff, but he is very socially conscious, and I thought his comments also were interesting.
And again, what does he say there? Supporting each other as human beings, not as separate people from separate backgrounds, all of us as human beings. So let's hope at least we can now go down that path together. And instead of reacting with anger and negativity and finding reasons to still put up this front, how about we just put the walls down and just start trying to get a better understanding of each other. I mean, I don't want to lecture people. I don't feel comfortable doing it. I thought what you said, obviously very strong and very, of course, poignant. And I thought also just hearing from a couple of athletes was important to do on this show. But again, that was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. The number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Now, of course, with that part of the story going on, and that's really more of a world story, and a sports story, Bart, that I'm pretty excited about.
I'm sure you are. Nice suit last night, too.
Nice
suit, by the way. And, you know,
can I tell you the hottest team in the NBA is the New York Knicks?
A nice suit yesterday. And listen, we have this very fine balance, right? Because we walk and talk New York, right? But we're a national show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
we try to relate to both.
The New York Knicks have made themselves a national story.
Seven straight wins as they have the longest streak right now in the league. And they are a half game. They're playing tonight against the Hawks. And if they win, Bart, just imagine this with. After tonight, there'll be 13 games left in the season.
Yes.
If they win the game tonight against Atlanta, which, of course, they very much could. They're
both back-to-backs, and they play great defense. And defense carries every day. Listen, they always used to tell me, man, pack your defense and your running game. You know what I'm saying? Like, defense is all about effort. You know, your legs may not be there. It's about effort, communication, right? And if you can bring that type of effort every day, you will smother teams, especially teams that are coming off a back-to-back like Atlanta that may not be ready for that physicality, that legs may not be under them, and you just beat them up, and it's body blows. And what happens is they can't make it through the finish line.
And that's what happened last night. Like, think about this. So, again, if the Knicks – and let me finish it. If the Knicks win tonight against Atlanta, sure, 8 straight wins, that's the longest streak. Now, again, they had this same streak in March of 2014. They won 8 straight. But if they win this game, they would be in fourth place in the East. Sole possession with 13 games to go.
I think you need to say that again because this is the New York Knicks that was a laughing stock last year that was picking in the lottery up high.
Yes.
And
ESPN's computer predicted a 2% chance to make the playoffs and only 26 wins. They would have not only would they have 33 wins, which is now 4 wins from having a winning record. With 13 games to go, they would be in fourth place in the NBA. Understand the ridiculousness of that fact. Fourth place, everybody, would be a first round home court advantage. Just think about that. Now, there's still 13 games to go. There's a 6-game road trip coming up. So obviously nothing is accomplished. Yeah. But just being at that point is incredible. So last night, the Knicks play the Hornets, who are without Gordon Hayward, without LaMelo Ball, but still are a tough team. The Hornets couldn't miss a three in the first half. They get 66 points on the Knicks in the first half. And Tom Thibodeau at halftime basically tells his group, they ain't feeling us. See, this is like, you can relate to this.
Tap, tap.
Yeah. You know what? I don't think they're feeling us.
Yes.
Third quarter, they held them to 16 points.
Yeah.
And in fact, they held them to 13 points until a buzzer three.
Yeah.
They all of a sudden they couldn't make a three. And they held them to 31 points in the second half after giving up 66 in the first half. And they ended up winning 109-97. Julius Randle didn't have a great game. But R.J. Barrett. Yeah,
he did what leaders do.
21 points in the second half after he was 1-for-8 in the first half. He was a disaster. But 24 points in the second half, and he was fantastic. And Derrick Rose, again, reaches back in the way back machine and gives you a 17-point performance off the bench. Emmanuel quickly hit some threes as well early on in that game. And so the question I have is this. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. How much do you believe in what you're seeing with this team?
Yeah. You think they can win a first-round playoff game? I mean, series? Like, is it time for us to raise the expectations?
Well, I tell you what.
Just a tad.
Avoiding the 7-10 now almost becomes like, now you can control that. And actually, Nerlens Noel said that before the game. He said that's their goal. They don't want to be in the 7-10. They're trying to lock up a top six seed, so they don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And a month from tomorrow, the playoffs begin. Yeah. A month. That's all that's left. So there's that goes on. I think that's the simple question. When do you start buying it? Like, are the Knicks for real? Are the Knicks back? Now, nobody's saying, are the Knicks a contender for the championship? Right. No one is saying that. That is not the question. But if you understand where this team is coming from, lottery every year, bottom five every year, awful every year, just, you know, can't get out of their own way for the last 8 years, really the last seven, they've been awful. So the question isn't, are they a championship contender? The question is, do you look at them now and think, all right, that they're good. Like, that's a legit, they're a good team. Are the Knicks, I guess it's as simple as that. Are the Knicks good?
Yeah. The Knicks are the Nets from last year. Well, the year before, 2 years ago,
with D'Angelo Russell.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
So you can say that Randle was a guy who career was, you
which
know,
is
shaky
D'Angelo,
right now.
Became an All Star.
He was with the Lakers, then he went to, then he was in the Pelicans, and he found himself. He found a home.
Mm-hmm.
He felt wanted, right? And he and I feel like Thibodeau put all the weight on his shoulders and see if he can handle it to respond. We need you to be better. We need you to be the leader. And what did he do? He worked his ass off in the offseason.
Changed everything.
And he changed everything about what his game was. And he looked at it, and he did something that's the hardest thing for an athlete to do. He was critical of himself. He looked himself in the mirror. He didn't say, hey, man, I've been getting screwed. I should have been here. I should have been there. He said, what do I have to do to become a better basketball player? What do I have? See, because, listen, the difference between good and great are doing the little things routinely. And he's doing the little things routinely. You mentioned yesterday and wasn't his day. It wasn't his day.
No, but he still got it. He still got it done. But seven great, assists.
Yeah. My point. And he said, you know what? I can't do it today. I don't have it today. But you know what? I can still have good effort on defense. And guess what? I can't do it, but footprints. Let me get this young dude going because I ain't got it today. But I need him to have it. I need him to carry us with this young enthusiasm. And I need this grown man in R.J. Barrett to wake up and say, you know what? So what did he do? He started facilitating R.J. Mm-hmm. Barrett.
He got
him going. Like, yo, big fella, I need you tonight. If we're going to be Batman or Robin, I need you tonight. And the young man responded. And listen, what you have to say a lot about this young man's mental makeup. Listen, he understands that New York was upset, that they didn't get Ja, they didn't get Zion. Did he pout? Nope. All he did is improve. All he did is have that clutch gene. He has that greatness in him, right? Because not everybody can respond like that, right? When I see an athlete like that say, you know what? Y'all looking at me now like, oh, man, we should have got him in there. You guys are going to be happy and grateful. Like Porzingis did for a while when he was a Knick, mm-hmm. when they booed him on draft night.
Change
I'm going to show y'all what's up. Yeah. How you like me now?
Well, we'll see.
Mike Jones. back then they want me.
Well, we certainly will see. There's a lot more season to go. And tonight, a huge game, Knicks and the Hawks tonight. And that's a big game, really, for both teams. But I want, again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Coming up next, we'll get to your calls on this. And I want this from around the country because this is not just a New York-centric story. This is an NBA. This is a team thing. This is out of the ashes, this franchise that no one thought was going to do anything, suddenly hires a coach, and suddenly, by the end of the season, they're getting it right. So, really, do you take them seriously? I don't mean Knick fans. They always take their team. Do you take them seriously? Yeah. And how about this one? Tom Thibodeau should be coach of the year. I'm convinced now.
Close.
And you've got to call me and tell me why he shouldn't. Give me another name and why that guy should get the job over what Tom Thibodeau has done. Who's done more with less? So a lot more to get to, of course. Your calls. We've got Carson Palmer going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour. That's a good get.
I hope he forgives me.
Yeah, you've got some...
I said some very unsavory things to him and his teammates.
This will be an interesting conversation at 1 o'clock with Carson Palmer. So lots to get to. Your calls as well. And of course, more of a Bart. No, you don't.
No, you don't. That's a 1240, baby.
Man, I've been wasting time. I've been trying to like set you up. No, okay, so your call's coming up next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, on your smart speaker, you know, wherever you can get us. Turn us on, leave us on. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, changing the way you buy home insurance. Now you can go online, get a custom quote, and save both time and money. Learn more at progressive.com. Let's get to the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll update you on the latest from the Nets. Also, another New York team. Well, because James Harden... has a setback now in his rehab, and
you know, we
there's some talk. Well, he might not be back until the playoffs because that hamstring was re-aggravated.
You know, we have,
dangerous.
Yeah, when you heard it twice, that's another 4 weeks. You know, have to ask because, like, in New York and just in sports in general, but we have these habitual injuries and stuff like that. We need to get the MASH music. That's going to be our
Suicide is painless.
Yeah, we need that as an underline to like. When we got like a just a slew of injuries on one team, just like come
we
on.
We just read the injuries and you just play the MASH theme underneath it.
Yeah, go get the bodies.
I like that. All right, let's get to the calls though. Let's go to the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And I want to hear from around the country too, because in New York, you take the Knicks series, they've won 7 in a row, going for 8 tonight. Already they're a half game out of 4th right now in the East. What they're doing right now, you buy in or not? Let's start with New York. Let's go to Eddie in Long Island, my hometown, Long Island. What's up, Eddie?
What's going on?
What's happening?
I listen to a lot of sports radio, man. You guys talk about the Knicks a lot.
A lot?
There's an actual contender. Yeah, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's an actual contender in Brooklyn. You're not talking about them. This is one of the worst years to actually be good because the draft is deep. The Knicks organization has been garbage for almost 30 years. Like, relax.
You said that in the past tense, though, Eddie. Listen, we're going to talk about the Nets, but you know, listen, the Nets.
We actually talk about the Nets a ton. Dope.
We're not going to work. Like didn't you just say in the reading that we're going to talk about James Harden, who's hurt again and could cost him to the playoffs?
Yo, it just like that's a try hard. I tell you what, from here on in, all the callers we're taking. I want you don't talk to us. Talk to Eddie. Don't talk to us. Talk to Eddie because Eddie. Like that, like don't talk to us. Talk to Eddie. All right, from here on in. All right, Patrick in Kentucky. What do you think, Patrick?
You know, I think that one of the biggest reasons, you know, Tom Thibodeau has been doing a fantastic job with him this year. I think one of the biggest things that he did to help him out was go and get Kenny Payne from the University of Kentucky. You know, there's 4 players on this roster that are from University of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. They were there when Kenny was an assistant under Calipari. You know, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons is he's getting more out of these players that they have not shown it in the last few years. I mean, you know, Julius Randle is, you know, started with the Lakers, went to New Orleans. And I think his biggest thing has been kind of getting back to what he was at Kentucky. You know, he's playing that dominant role again. He's got his confidence back. And this is the player that I think the Lakers were trying to draft originally.
That's a great point, Patrick. And that's why I mentioned Coach of the Year. And Coach of the Year doesn't just go to Tom Thibodeau. It's shared by a coaching staff. All of them will say that, will put that on their resume.
Is Woody still there?
And Kenny Payne. Woody's now with Indiana.
I said he'd leave. Like,
yeah, no, he's got to start putting that program together. You know, I'm still trying to get Mike Woodson on the show, too. Talk to him about that new role with Indiana. So we'll work on that. But But yeah, no, Kenny Payne, it's a great point what he makes. Kenny Payne has been a huge part of what they're doing here because of the player development with this team. Johnny Bryant, they got him from Utah, also another guy that's done a great job there.
He's the one that told us that quickly can play point guard. Right, and you talk about a revelation because Obi Toppin hasn't been, you know, as advertised.
Well, he's playing behind Julius Randle.
Yeah, but even when he gets in there, he still looks a little lost. It looks like, you know, looks like Quickly's ready to go. Right,
Quickly was ready to go from the start.
He's exceeded expectations.
Let's take keep going around the country. Brandon in Arizona. Brandon,
hey, what's going on, you guys? Great show, by the way, Bart. Good talking to you, man. Been a while.
Pleasure.
I would say definitely the Knicks are contenders due to the fact Tom Thibodeau did have New Orleans before, and I have to develop a lot more better ways from Chicago. So I would definitely say that. Great coach, doing his thing. Bart, good talking to you, man. This is Buddy from SIU. God be blessed, man. Be safe.
Oh, appreciate it. What's up, Brody?
Thank you.
SIU, you know what I'm saying? These are my people.
Yep.
Saluki. My people, they listen.
Saluki. All right, let's go to William in Harlem. William.
Yes, good afternoon, guys. Listen, about that versus, Reggie Noble was one of the most underrated rappers of the 90s. He still is, probably.
Oh, you call it doing bread, man, Reggie? Alicia is his wife.
Reggie
name,
Noble,
too, by the way.
Yeah.
Break City.
Yeah, no doubt. No, he gets it in, man. Like, listen, and Red did his thing,
He references himself in Time for Some Action.
Yeah.
Right? He does say Reggie Noble. Yeah.
It was funny, man.
Yeah, like, and one more thing before I get to my basketball about versus. I hear it from you guys, but how about Jerry Curl, Ice Cube versus with any other rapper from the 80s or 90s. How about that one?
The Jerry Curl Ice Cube. The Jerry Curl version of Ice Cube.
And guess who's going to be in
America's most wanted version of him.
Guess who's going to be behind him, just being his hype man? A.C. Green. The last black man in America with the Jerry Curl was A.C. Green. He was the last one to cut it off. Cube cut it off at the Doughboy. A.C. Green was still holding on.
Oh, man. Let's keep going around the country. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. After seven straight wins, playing for fourth place tonight, do you believe in the Knicks? Brian in Virginia. Brian.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I love the show.
Thank you.
I think the Knicks can be contenders because I'm a Mavericks fan. In 2011, I don't think anybody was expecting the Mavericks to beat the Big Three in Miami. And they had some obstacles to overcome in the playoffs as well. But once they got there, they got the job done. It's happened in baseball. Look at that. I don't remember what year it was that the Cardinals got in. At 81 and 81, 500, got in. And went through the playoffs, won the World Series.
Yeah, I mean, Brian, I appreciate that kind of optimism, but I'm not ready. Knicks team is very young, and they've got lots of holes. But that defense travels, and we know the game slows down in the postseason, so certainly anything can happen. But I don't know if I'm ready to go that far. Let's go back to Harlem. Reggie in Harlem.
Yo, what's up, man? Man, I'm going to bring you uptown, man, because Bart's not trying to let you hang out with him, man. All these nice days, man, and he don't want you to hang out with him. So
he got all these damn Knick games, man.
I'm
he can't never come hang out. He got all the Knick games.
The season's over, I'm ready for Harlem. Nothing like Harlem in the late spring, baby. It's beautiful up there. Appreciate
you. Yo, as far as the Knicks, listen, man, it's not going to last. Still got the same owner. They still a bad luck franchise. I work right up the block from Madison Square Garden. Got all these Knicks fans. Oh, we going to do this. We going to do that. Just yesterday, they was talking about, oh, man, we got Randall, man. We don't want him, man. It's a good thing they got him to a 1-2 year deal. Now everybody, Randall is. It's not going to last, man.
But you can't.
It's not
going
to last. Knicks fans are going to be disappointed again at the end of the year. And gonna be having heart attacks like they always do, man.
They've already exceeded expectations. So even if they get bounced in the first round, they've exceeded expectations, right? They're the fourth seed. They're gonna host. They're gonna host some home games.
Listen, I'll take this. I will absolutely take this. There's got to be doubters. That's why I asked the question. But funny thing is that the doubters aren't coming from around the country. We've heard from Kentucky.
They're coming
We've heard
here.
From Arizona. We've heard from Virginia, right?
All the haters.
But yet, in New York, you got two. And one because he's a Nets fan, right? And I can't be mad at Reggie because I do want to hang out in Harlem again. I'm not going to be mad at him.
Go to Red Rooster.
Oh, man, I love Red Rooster.
Sit on the streets.
Yes, man.
Drink some daiquiris.
We got to get there. All right, it's Barton Hunt, Alan Hunt, Bart Scott coming to you live.
Oof.
Yeah, get ready. But from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. More of your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also coming up, a very interesting move being made or potentially being made in Carolina in the NFL. And Carson Palmer going to join us 1 o'clock hour. Lots of NFL, lots of football, and maybe even some apologies coming from Bart as well. All that coming up, but we want to make sure your calls are part of it. And if you can't get through, at Bart and Han on Twitter and Instagram. But as we continue, Bart has this from HelloFresh.
Hello. Get a true, real break with HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets you skip the grocery store, the crowds, the traffic, the hassle, without sacrificing delicious meals. These are whole restaurant-quality meals made with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that you can prepare in as little as 20 minutes. HelloFresh sends you the ingredients right to your door and delivers them contact-free. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, you'll never run out of meals to try. Go to HelloFresh.com/BART12 and use promo code BART12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's promo code BART12 at HelloFresh.com/BART12. Right back after this. Let me get my apologies ready.
Bart and Han.
Alan Han, Bart Scott.
Belly is so damn cold in here. It's like that. It kicks
feels
in
so
like
good.
It
feels what? So good. You know, I have the thing. The remote is on my phone, right?
Bro, we need it. We need it.
I'd make it a little bit chillier.
I'm calling HR, man. I can't think.
You're better when you're cold.
I can't. No, man.
You're doing really well right now.
I need it. I got no pockets.
You don't even have pockets. Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart and Han Show appear in the Goodyear Hotline. We have Carson Palmer going to join us on the other side of the top of the hour. We are also brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Right now, time for making moves.
Who's making moves?
So, Bart, according to Adam Schefter, the Carolina Panthers may be interested in moving back from the number 8 pick.
Huh.
What kind of message does that send to Sam Darnold?
That's telling Sam, hey, man, we're going to give you an opportunity. We're going to give you a year or two. We're going to pick up your option. We're going to see if you can live up to expectations and be the quarterback that we all believe that you were when you were drafted 3rd overall by the New York Jets.
How about the message of, at the number 8 pick, we can get a really good offensive player, though?
Well,
Wouldn't that be a better message?
Well, if they're moving back, then that's saying that, hey, we got enough weapons. We need to get you some – we need to solidify this offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me either Slater or Dershaw or whoever falls, they may be willing to pick them up because Pitts may go. I don't see the other people, you know, letting Pitts fall to them. So eventually he's going to get picked. And I can see the 4 quarterbacks, you know, if they're sitting at 8, 9,
right,
you know, they're going to get an opportunity to get their pick of maybe 1 or 3 type of offensive linemen.
Okay, so basically then you're just, instead of Matt Rhule when he said that, oh, no, we're still going to be looking at a quarterback if one is there, that's now no longer an option.
We have a quarterback competition. It's just not in – it's just not there with the Panthers.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised as well if on draft day, Teddy Bridgewater's traded for a 3rd-round draft pick, which is what the Jets got for him when they traded him to New Orleans.
Well, they still needed somebody to back up Sam.
He's not a backup at this point.
Teddy's a little more valuable? Yeah, I guess
he's
so.
A little bit more valuable than that. You know what I mean? And I think he's still young, and I think he wants to leave. And I think that, you know, his contract isn't that bad. You know what I mean? You know, it's like 3 years, $60 million. You know, you got, you know, $2 million. Talk about a contract, quarterback competition. I still think that Chicago should be one of those teams that's saying, hey, we can trade Nick Foles and get a 3rd or get a 4th, right? Because Nick Foles, somebody needs a quality backup. If they bring Teddy Bridgewater, then now you make him and Andy Dalton fight it out. You can get that 3rd-round draft pick or 4th-round draft pick back that you trade.
Mm-hmm. Now, this would be a great stuff to talk about with two Carson Palmer when he joins us coming up in a few minutes. But right now, let's go back to the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to North Carolina and Austin. What's happening, Austin?
Man, nothing much, man. So I see y'all talking about the Panthers now. I was just telling somebody, man, Sam Darnold is going to be comeback player of the year. I mean, Adam Gase was terrible. He had us thinking Ryan Tannehill was terrible, and Tannehill punched the Ravens in the mouth. That was right before they got punched in the mouth by the Chiefs. But Sam Darnold's going to be a player, I think. I think the Panthers need to get him maybe a tight end if there's one still available that's quality, or like you said, a lineman, but I think the Panthers are the team to look out for in the NFC.
Man, they could be real. They could be real interesting. You know, again, that's their what
what Matt Rule's trying to build there, you could see it. Obviously, they're dirt on old reset, what they've got going on there. But you reset young when you clearly aren't good enough with the other teams in your division, and you hope that as the teams that are established head south, you start heading north. I mean, that's really got to be the game plan there, right?
Yeah, I mean, they lost some very close games last year.
And they got to get healthy.
Yeah, they right. You know, and listen, they had a good roster. They went all defensive line last year, which shows you how Matt Rule wants to build his team with toughness. But listen, Sam Darnold with those weapons, Christian McCaffrey coming back. Christian McCaffrey probably be comeback player of the year.
That'd be a good call, too, although he's such a great player. You just want to see him healthy because he's so entertaining to watch out on the field. More on the NFL coming up next. Is Carson Palmer going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline? Lots to discuss, including how many times Bart hit him in those great division rivalries. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.